Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day, call for help. We were guys, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a
dog. I didn't get to this regarding changes for the NFL. This regards free agency. It's a proposal by the Steelers, which will now allow Zoom calls during the legal tampering period. And also, you can set up your visits before the start of the league year as well. So, for a league that gets deals done within minutes of the legal tampering period opening, Zoom calls are allowed. What for? When they would push back the announcement of signings to avoid the look of tampering, but still, within minutes of deals being able to be negotiated, they're done. So what's the Zoom calls for again?
Who'd you say?
The Steelers proposed it.
Steelers. Is this a way to get Aaron Rodgers to chop? Like next time, they're like, hey, let's get a head start on this Rodgers thing.
I mean, being a little presumptuous.
Get it over with a couple days early.
They're being a little presumptuous. They don't have him now. They're going to renegotiate with him and they can't even.
No, it's because of this negotiation where they're like, God, if only we could have had a Zoom call with them like 3 days. We'd be 3 days closer to having a decision right now.
I just want to know who they think they're fooling with the Zoom calls. Oh, we get to talk to these players as soon as the legal tampering period opens. You guys sign guys within minutes of it opening anyway. Why do you need Zoom calls? Who are you trying to fool?
All the negotiation happens at the combine with the agents. Like the players only really need to know like how much they'll get paid. It's basically like what they're most worried about is who's the coach over there, which Wikipedia exists, and B, how much will I get paid? And the agent can just handle that in some bar in Indianapolis while Jordan Schultz is trying to start a fight with Ian Rappaport.
And the guys who go on visits aren't even the top tier free agents for the most part. These guys don't.
No, it's like Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, it's
a week after.
It's the guys who are in that second wave or even the third wave, or maybe like an older veteran who's waiting out a chance. Okay, fine. They get to line up their visit. So I get to know where, I don't know. I get to know where Fadakasi is going to visit before he signs someplace.
Oh, do we think we get a Hayes Fawcett graphic about like,
I hope not. Limited to high school kids and college kids going to the transfer portal and high school kids committing. I don't need the 20 play per game defensive tackle telling me that he's got visits lined up to the Commanders and the Seahawks and the Bengals.
Having to sweat out like, oh man, I really hope we can lock down Mario Edwards before he goes and visits goes and visit the Falcons.
Don't let Mario leave the facility without a contract. Don't let him get on that plane to Atlanta without a contract signed. So there we are. The NFL gets more like – somehow the NFL and their free agency gets more like college.
And college is getting more
like
the
NFL.
NFL
where, hey, how much is it going to – how much am I going to get paid? Okay, I'm in. Yeah. I don't even have to visit. Just tell me. Just tamper with me while I'm on my current team. Tell me how much you're going to pay me. And then I'll visit after I've already made my decision.
It really becomes college football if the if the legal tampering period opens up the Monday after the divisional round, that's when it's actually college football.
Yeah, and then the Super Bowl week is a dead period because we don't want free agency to take away from the Super Bowl. Yeah. Okay, there it is. Thanks to the Steelers for that. I did not mention this. It's time because we talked about it last week, and it was just a postponement, and the boys were excited, but now it's official. Sydney Sweeney, officially single. Boys, it's not just a postponement of a marriage, although we all knew this was coming. The woman is single. Go. Shoot your shot.
Yeah.
Slide into those DMs. Now you're not even breaking up a relationship. It's completely over.
Yeah, that was the moral.
So you can enter into your desperate DMs without any guilt.
But just know, Glenn Powell, he made the first move.
Yeah, he had her. She and Glenn Powell, let me rephrase and clean that up. She and Glenn Powell were at his sister's wedding, right? Is that how that played out?
Maybe. I don't know if they were together at the wedding. If Sydney Sweeney was
a plus one. Or what? Did she just get an invite because the sister fell in love with her when she was making that
friends.
Movie with Glenn Powell?
Yeah. Anybody but you.
Yes.
Or anyone but you. Yeah. Maybe. We don't know. But just know, fellas, that you might not be Cam Smith ready to rocket up to the big leagues. You may need to stay in Double A for a little while.
But you can remove some of that moral ambiguity.
Yeah, no, but you're getting an invitation to camp to prove yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how quickly she's going to accept DMs
probably
from
not.
Random strangers, but just know you're not a homewrecker at this point. You're simply an opportunist. There it is.
I like to imagine the guy who's like, I don't want to be a homewrecker, but I would like to. I'm just a regular guy. But I also do think I could date Sydney Sweeney with this one DM.
Yeah, that Venn diagram.
But morally, I'm opposed to breaking up a happy engagement.
But I don't know her at all. And I think she will see my DM, respond to my DM.
And be so smitten.
By my DM.
Yeah.
That she will want to continue a conversation with me. And she'll know I'm respectful because I waited. until it was publicly known that her relationship was over. She will appreciate me waiting. And I will point that out. Hey, I waited until it was official, officially official.
Yeah, waited longer than Glenn Powell.
Yeah, well, Glenn Powell, if we're going into reckless speculation, I mean, does Glenn Powell shoot a shot in the set of a movie? Who's to say? Or maybe he's just a stand-up guy. I don't know Glenn Powell. I can't speak to it. He went to your school, so maybe you know him better than me.
Yeah.
Have the stories been passed down through Austin about Glenn Powell?
No, because when I was there, he was the guy from Spy Kids 3D.
And look at him now.
Yeah.
His plus one is the girl from Euphoria. That's how I'll always know her. There it is, guys. Another one on the market for you. Do what you must. Or just, you know, be normal and go, I had no shot no matter what.
No, don't be normal.
Don't be normal. I'll just appreciate her from afar.
Yeah,
I think that's the normal approach. Go watch a movie or two. Stay home and watch a rom-com with her in it.
Yeah.
But don't.
Oh, it's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, look at that. But don't slide into the DMs expecting. I mean, maybe get yourself on Raya. I don't know. Maybe you're successful enough to get on Raya. Maybe that's how you shoot your shot. Because if she's on Raya, then at least you can say, okay, she's looking to date. I'm not sliding into the DMs. I'm just messaging a woman who's looking for maybe a relationship. I'm trying to think of how many people I know who would actually qualify for Raya. I don't think many.
No. Apparently Jake Asman is on Raya.
Had?
Or was.
Then maybe I know more than I think. because if a former ESPN XM5 Afternoon Drive host.
Yeah, Afternoon Drive, though.
Can make it on Raya. Do you think it was his Jets credentials?
Like, I don't know.
Or his ESPN XM5 stuff that got him on Raya?
I think you have to, be referred. Like, there's a referral problem.
So I got to know who referred Jake Asman to Raya. Who did it?
I don't know.
Who does Jake know that said, you know what, this is a stand-up guy, he can be on Raya?
I don't know. I'm only comfortable talking about it because I think Paul has talked about it on air. And Paul's not on Raya.
So Paul didn't recommend
That's
Jake.
That's how it came up.
Because he was upset he wasn't on and Jake was?
Yes.
Okay. So petty. It came up because Paul's petty.
Yeah.
Okay. I understand it. I am less bothered by it. I just want to know who referred him. Who got on Raya that could refer Jake Asmund so he can be on Raya?
I don't know. Cody? Cody Stutz?
Once again, the question remains. Who's on Raya?
You need the patient zero.
I got to find out patient zero who wound up getting Cody and Jake Asmund on Raya. If I find out.
I don't know.
If I find out it's Kellner, I'm going to be pissed.
It's just a Russian nesting doll of, yeah, of everyone that was on that show.
Yes. I think it's more likely that Andrew was the one who somehow got everyone on Raya than one of them getting him on Raya. I didn't know Jake had it in his bag. Apparently he does. So maybe he will be the one who gets Sydney's attention. He'll have to fight off Glenn Powell, allegedly. All right, we'll go to break here. We'll get into J.J. Redick and what he said about your Houston Rockets. Before the game, because I think it was his pregame stuff, and he talked about how tough the Rockets are to play. So we'll hear from him when we come back.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You're listening to the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
So Rockets dropped one last night to the Lakers, but know that the coach of the Lakers, J.J. Redick, respects that team. And I think the rest of the league does as well. You know what type of basketball game you're getting into. Rockets are relentless. They challenge everything. And shooting can change the outcome of a game. Their backcourt did not shoot the ball well, but the way they play generally doesn't change. Here's J.J. Redick on the challenge of facing the Rockets.
They're really good. They're really physical. They're really athletic. They're big. And what they've done throughout the season is they beat you up by winning the possession battle. They're the best offensive rebounding team in the league by a large margin. They turn you over. They get deflections. They get steals. They get out in transition. They're typically winning the scoring opportunity battle every night. I think they're number five in the NBA. And they do that by valuing each possession and being intense and physical on each possession.
They turned the ball over 15 times last night. So did the Lakers. And they each had 10 offensive rebounds. The Rockets did out-rebound them overall 51-45. So the Rockets didn't have a distinct advantage in the categories they normally beat teams up in. And when you shoot the ball as poorly as they did, combined with the Lakers bench, particularly Finney Smith and Gabe Vincent knocking down six threes apiece, you can find a difference in the ball game. I think if you talk about how the Rockets played LeBron and Luka and even Austin Reeves, they'll take that every night. And we talked about it very early. You got to give up shots to someone. It just so happens that Dorian Finney-Smith knocked down six threes. And Gabe Vincent, who's not a great shooter, he is a willing shooter and has knocked down big shots in his career, particularly when he was in Miami playing for the Heat in playoff series. He can do that, but he has not shot the ball well, really, this year. He's much like Fred VanVleet, just gets less opportunities, 40% from the field. Not bad from three at 36%. So they took their shot, asking those others, as Shaq would say, to do it, and they did it. Finney Smith is a better free throw three-point shooter than they thought. He's over 40%, so maybe give him less shots. If we're talking about guys you want to give shots to, we saw the Lakers plan. Jalen and Fred, shoot. And it didn't work out last night for the Rockets, and that's why they scored 98 points and go down. So they dropped that one. Certainly not the end of the world. You would have liked to win that one because that one was a game you could have had.
Yeah,
you just didn't do enough. Fred had a late turnover, and we talked earlier about Dylan Brooks taking it upon himself a couple times, strictly on the the right baseline. He mid post decided, you know what, it's me against you. I'm gonna get into my fadeaway bag, and predictably the shot didn't go in.
No, no, it didn't. I will say, watching the game last night, I mean, I guess I wasn't as, I guess, annoyed or as much, it didn't get under my skin, the whistle that the Lakers got, as opposed to the Rockets, and maybe over a series.
It might.
It might. But I was watching, I was like, you know what? This would be a fun series, because it's two, like, pretty imperfect teams that have talent. Now, the Lakers' talent's, like, one of the best players of all time at 40 years old. Luka Doncic and Austin Reeves, and then role players. And the Rockets is a bunch of young guys who, hey, not really sure how any of this is going to work, like, actually work, but it's sure fun to watch. And obviously, like, with Jalen Green and, to a certain extent, like Şengün, you know that there's going to be a game-by-game, like, what are we going to get from these guys? I was like, this would be a fun series if it were to happen. Again, first round would be tough, but if it was like a 2-3 in the second round, I think that the Lakers would be an interesting matchup for the Rockets. And really, the only edge that you would give the Lakers, like the biggest edge, I guess, would just be that, like, well, I mean, they have Luka and LeBron. You know, other than that, it's like two teams that are like, not that big of a difference.
Yeah, could the ceiling of Luka and LeBron playing together at a high level overcome some of the Rockets' advantages? That would be the concern. Those two at 10 is better than anything the Rockets could counter with by, I think, a pretty wide margin. But the collective, you would take the Rockets over the Lakers.
And it's a situation where it's like, do you trust Luka for seven straight games to be in the condition to give A-plus effort every time?
On both ends.
And especially when, like, hey, we're just going to put Tari Eason or Min Thompson on you for the entire game, and you're just going to have to deal with this.
Deal with that physicality, that aggression. That,
and then in game six, tell me how you're feeling.
And is he going to be taken out of the game? And, you know, he likes to whine. Now,
yeah, he's going to be reaching for his knee a lot.
When he misses a shot, he'll reach for some lower extremity. It's just what he does. And would he be able to survive that over six or seven games? That is not a bad question, but it's unlikely we see it. Each team would have to, well, the Rockets would really have to fall off.
It would have to be a second-round match.
At this point. Right now, if we're doing the whole, if the playoffs ended.
Oh, what if the playoffs start today, Dale?
Or excuse me, the playoffs start today. That's the correct
Which wouldn't be crazy. I mean, no. It would be kind of crazy.
Considering they still have about...
Yes.
What do they have?
Seven games left?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be as crazy as when people say it in December, where I'm like, oh my God, something terrible must have happened. Paradise must have actually happened.
And then they decide to still keep playing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right now, it would be the Wolves who've won a couple, and some news about those suspensions from that game have dropped. As you might expect, Isaiah Stewart got more than everyone else. He got two... Partly because an accumulation of
technical fouls,
accumulation of being Isaiah Stewart, I think is how it was phrased.
Okay.
So Isaiah Stewart of the Pistons catches two games. The rest of the combatants only get one. Dante DiVincenzo gets one. Naz Reid, I believe, he just got one. But the guy who walked off the floor, popping his jersey, saying Detroit, he gets a couple games.
Okay.
Because he's that dude. It's not surprising. Like, Dylan Brooks is a technical away, I think, from getting a suspension.
I thought we might have gotten one.
I thought we,
night.
Yeah. He somehow avoided one. Tari got one, but somehow Dylan avoided one last night.
Well, Tari knows what he did.
He's
can't be dunking and yelling like that.
Yeah, we don't allow emotion like that in the NBA. Oh, not in
might
a close game someone. Against the Lakers.
Might scare some of these nice celebrities sitting in the front row. Yelling.
Yeah. What if Olivia Rodrigo's there? What is she going to think about it?
She's going to be terrified.
Yeah. Hey, Tar, that giant Houston man's yelling. What are we going to do? Isaiah Stewart gets two. Ron Holland the second gets one. Houston's own Marcus Sasser gets one. Naz Reid and Dante DiVincenzo get one as well.
I will say for Dylan Brooks, you know, if we're going to strategize getting a technical foul, last night would have been a good night. Because they played the Jazz next.
We wouldn't have missed you.
That's the suspension game, and then they end the season with Thunder, Warriors, Clippers, Lakers, Nuggets. Like,
yeah. Get it out of the way.
I don't think we're going to go seven straight games without a tech. So just give me one, get one out of the way.
It would have been fine. You're right. pick it up. No, you're not going to play against the Jazz. Although they did push you the last time you played. Jalen Green had to be great down the stretch, but you expect them to win that game, and you're back. Don't they reset, or do they, or is it like
it's then everyone after every each one after the suspension, or maybe each two after the suspension?
Yeah, what's the rule after
gets you another suspension?
Yeah, but then the regular season's over, and then the
then playoffs they reset. It's wiped away.
Yeah, it's like World Cups. Group stage soccer. Yeah. At some point they reset, and the playoffs will be the reset point for Dylan Brooks. So hopefully he'll pick up. Or he just doesn't pick up a tech, but that may be asking too much.
Come on. They play the Lakers again this season. there will be another tech.
Yeah, Dylan Brooks and the Lakers is volatile.
That's another thing with last night's game, where it's two playoff teams late in the season, both trying hard. There's definitely going to be a Rockets playoff game that's like, I'm not going to say decided by technical fouls or, you know, a game getting out of hand and the emotions getting out of hand, but there's going to be a game where that plays a giant part, where we're just like, they're pissed off. One of these two teams was pissed off the entire night that they still have to face these guys.
Like, we got Detroit in the East, who is that version, except they have Isaiah Stewart, who takes it to another level. But the Rockets are the Detroit of the West when it comes to whatever series they're in. Beyond the regular playoff hate, I'm tired of playing you, there's going to be a level of, all right, dude.
Yeah, like,
all right.
Tari Eason,
come on. Yeah, there's going to be a level of, I'm just sick and tired of you guarding me, having to listen to you talk. It's going to lead to a shove here, a technical foul here, a conversation with the refs as they have to tell everyone to calm down. The Rockets are a prime candidate for leading the first round in number of total technicals between the two teams in the series.
We should do a draft before the playoffs of
who's
going to have the most technicals in this playoff series.
Who's most likely to draw that with the Rockets?
Dylan Brooks.
Well, I guess let me phrase it differently.
The opponent.
Which team is most likely to give us the most technical fouls in the series?
I think Memphis.
Memphis has that in them, and I think the Wolves have it in them. We just saw the Wolves.
Memphis, Wolves, Warriors in that order.
There's a Draymond component.
Maybe Wolves, Warriors, Grizzlies. Final answer.
The Draymond component, Jimmy will pick up a technical. He's never gonna fight. He'll pretend like he wants to fight.
These two teams have bad blood from the in-season tournament and last season's Warriors.
Yes.
That one, I mean, come on.
Yeah, I would go. I'd like that top three. I feel like the Wolves, a team who probably thinks their season has gone worse than they would have liked.
Yes, but also think that they're like above
this. Yes. Yeah. Making a Western Conference Finals, that's part of it too. I think they're not going to react well to what the Rockets are going to bring to the table. So, and that's the most likely matchup currently. Although the Warriors are only half game ahead of the Wolves.
Yeah.
And of course, the Wolves have to beat the Clippers as it stands right now, the 7-8. Yeah.
Without Dante DiVincenzo.
No, I mean in a play-in situation.
I thought you meant tonight or, you know, down the stretch.
No, I mean in a playoff situation. Play-in situation.
Yeah. And then probably Thunder, Lakers after that.
Lou Dort's over there.
Lou Dort is over there. Even like Chet, like he gets in the mix.
Yeah, that's a sneaky one. If they saw each other in the second round or something,
yeah, it'd have to be 1-4 or 1-5. And then Lakers, we saw it last night. Lakers don't have like a obvious instigator like a guy on the other team.
True, but they have two stars who people will have to rush to defend if a Rocket tries them.
Yeah.
That's part of it, too.
Yeah.
LeBron and Luka. Luka will talk, but
yeah, Dorian Finney-Smith will have to get in between.
Yeah, Rui's going to have to step in. Yeah, things like that. So you have that. You have guys who have to pretend to be enforcers because they have the two stars they have to protect. So there's that, too. A little shove from Tari to Luka, and you'll get some Laker running over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dalton Connect will come in there and set guys straight.
Well, he'll get suspended because he'll be on the bench. He can't come off the bench. So Dalton Connect won't be on the floor.
Even like Austin Reeves. Like Austin Reeves might be the guy that like just pisses everyone off.
You think Austin Reeves is the guy that the Rockets will try the most in that series? Like
No, I think they'll try Luka.
You think they'll try him the most?
Yeah. I mean, Dylan Brooks already did that in a series against the Lakers when he was with the Grizzlies.
He tried.
He said he pokes bears.
He tries LeBron. He tried LeBron, and then when that series was going the other way,
it went terribly wrong.
He stopped
for him.
Talking to the reporters. Yes. Yes. That did happen.
And the Grizzlies said, under no circumstance will he be back.
Before
with the
season was over, before the series was over, under no circumstances is Dylan Brooks coming back. And people thought, get ready to learn Chinese, buddy. And then the Rockets give him $80 million, yeah, and he's the starting wing on a really good basketball team.
He's the
team.
Best shooter on the team.
It's more of a insult to the rest of them than it is a compliment to Dylan. But particularly where he was as a shooter when he left Memphis, he has worked himself back into being a competent threat on the outside. And, he's a threat to do other things, too. And we'll see what team gets to face him and the rest of the Rockets in the playoffs. We'll go to break here. If you want to get in, you can. 713-780-3776. You know the show. Open to anything. We welcome your calls. We'll be back.
Houston's only FM sports stations. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're back inside the Veritex Community Bank Studios with Del Olalea. I mean, you're not actually in the studio, but if you watch ESPN Houston's YouTube channel, it's kind of like you are. No, not really? Okay.
No, not really. I mean, you probably have to bring a jacket. I should put mine on. A little chilly in here for whatever reason. Let's get to Willie P. He wants to talk some Rockets and White Lotus. White Lotus, we're getting close. Actually, next week, is next week the season finale, or we got one more? What's up, Willie P?
Hey, good morning, Dale. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Not bad, not bad. So, yeah, there's only the season finale of White Lotus is this Sunday or whatever. So I caught up last night on With It. That show, I like the way it's made, man. It keeps you on your toes. It keeps you guessing. You have no clue what's going to go on. You still don't know who. I have no idea who's going to be doing the shooting at the end.
Whose body that is in the water from season one? Yeah. I mean, from episode one? Yeah. I don't know. I can't put a guess on it.
I can't either. And me and my wife were trying to figure it out last night. I honestly think it may be old boy's mom, the black kid's mom, but I'm not sure. I mean, let me ask you a question. If they offer you $100,000, what would you do?
The reference is to being silent when you believe a crime has been committed. Would you take the $100,000? It's like, man, I don't care about Tanya. She wasn't going to help me out. She lied and said she was going to help me out, but she didn't do it. I'm taking the money. It's particularly if I think that guy's capable of murder. I'm not going to make him think I'm going to tell.
And that's what got me. Like her son was saying, one, that's a lot of money. Two, what do you think he's going to do to you if you don't take that money, if you think he did something bad to his wife? So I think that's crazy or whatever. But, I mean, let me ask you a question. What do you think about the younger brother saying that he wants to stay with the sister at the monastery or whatever? I think that because of what happened between him and his older brother, that terrible scene, mm-hmm. I think that kid may have done something to the girl. That's why she reacted the way she reacted when she was little. I don't think that whatever happened between him and his brother was the first time something's happened between him and his siblings, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, well,
I think that's what they're alluding to.
That's deeper and darker than I thought. I thought she just might have been like, I don't want to, this is my thing. I don't want you around. But she's the older one. So that would make me think we're dancing around what it actually is. So I don't think that's what happened. I just think to herself, this was supposed to be my thing, and now you're joining in. Or maybe you're right. Maybe she senses a little creepiness coming from her younger brother and wants no part of it. We'll see. I don't think she's staying there. I think she's going back home with her mom, and her mom's going to be happy about that. But you wanted to talk some Rockets too?
Yes, I agree with the last thing you said. So yes, with the Rockets. So last night's game was good. One thing I will say is that everybody needs to temper their expectations. Like we're a young team, and we saw firsthand last night what it looks like when you have two bona fide, you know, future Hall of Famer superstars, how they can change a game. Because, you know, we would get up and then Luka would go do, you know, his Luka magic, and you saw what he did to Alperen last night, catching them, snatching them ankles. And another thing, Alpi's got to grow up, man. He's got to grow up. Too many times yesterday where he thought he was fouled, and he didn't get the call, and then he was complaining, and then they were running down the court. And he's got to understand that the playoffs are in, what, 2 weeks? That he's not going to get those. You're not getting those calls in regular season, so you've got to man up and power through that. And if he doesn't, man, it's going to be a short stint in the playoffs. I'm excited for what I've seen. I still don't get why Jalen Green sat out for so long, especially I just felt like he could have added more to the offense because towards the end we just looked kind of like stagnant and didn't know what we were doing. But overall, I'm proud of this team. It was a hard-fought game last night, and I'm excited for what's to come. You guys have a great day. Love the show. Sean A. Mix, what it do, baby? Peace, fellas.
The Albert thing we've talked about, and while he is generally not happy with the calls he doesn't get, it's not going to get better. He is going to have to find a way to ignore it and just keep playing. And the Rockets will, I guess it does depend on who you're playing. I mean, they could be an NBA TV series. I don't know who they're going to play. It all depends on who's on the other side. But if they get one of the matchups where it's on TNT every night or ESPN, they're going to come under scrutiny. And all of your little things you do in the regular season that the local team's not going to talk about because it just doesn't benefit them to talk about you in a negative light, they're going to get showcased. I mean, the Luka thing was on another level in the finals, the blow-by stats that we had never heard of until the finals.
Brian Windhorst going ether on them.
Yeah, but there will be a time at some point, particularly if that series isn't going well, where your players, the Rockets, are going to get picked apart for what they're not doing right. Something they haven't had to experience because no one's been paying attention to them for the better part of all of their careers, the young ones, young players at least. So the referees you're going to have to deal with, the scrutiny of a playoff series you're going to have to deal with, there's a lot coming. And as much as we talk about how youthful the team is, Ime Udoka only has one playoff run in him. Yeah. Now, it was a great one. They made the finals. But he had young veterans who had been through that stuff with Brad Stevens.
Yeah.
So he got the advantage of taking over a team who was ready to win. And not for tricking off a game against the Warriors, maybe they win that series. It's a different ball game for him, and it's a different of course the players are going to experience something very new, but I don't know what Ime Udoka is as a playoff coach with a team like this, because he just has not had a lot of experience being a head coach. But it'll be fun, as Willie P said, it's fun, and part of the fun is seeing how these guys who we've watched suffer through bad years and have a bounce back year last year. Now they're having this great one this year. It's part of the fun is seeing how they play when all these things confront them.
And also part of the fun is that they're not expected to win the championship.
No. Like, what are the expectations?
The expectations to win the first round series, depending on who you play?
I think being the 2 seed, right or wrong, says you should win a first round series. Now, you're likely, man, likely. You're but going right to play now, against a team. Yeah. You're going to play against a team, if you're the 2 seed, that is more experienced than you. Whether it's the Wolves, who made a Western Conference Finals in their first run at it, or it's the Warriors, or even if it's the Clippers, you have the
Grizzlies. Like, they all.
No
have
matter who
experience.
You play, they're just different levels to your experience disadvantage. It'll just be a question of whether you're playing like 35-year-olds in the Warriors or young vets in the Wolves or the Grizzlies, or a team like the Clippers who is an older team themselves.
Yeah,
but either way, you're gonna have that disadvantage.
Yes, and to go back to something you said about being on NBA TV, that's gonna be Pacers Pistons.
Well, they need a Western Conference NBA TV series too. The Pacers and Pistons don't play every night.
Whoever plays Memphis,
if it's the Rockets,
yeah,
then you're on NBA TV.
But I,
of course, we'll have some of you have Space City Home Network to
but
watch.
But if it's Nuggets for Grizzlies,
I don't think they're putting Jokic on NBA TV.
I don't know.
I don't think ESPN.
I think they might.
I guess they put Giannis on NBA TV.
Yeah.
But that's Milwaukee.
That's Denver. Denver's not that much bigger than Milwaukee.
It'll be interesting.
Their games aren't like literally aren't on local TV.
Yeah,
that's more of like a media rights issue.
Yeah.
But still, like, imagine like. You have one of the best players of all time.
And your team and your home
during
home fans
the glory
can't watch
years,
them.
You just can't watch it.
You can't watch them. I do wonder how that will play out. And it'll depend on who the Rockets play. But will they be the NBA TV series? Most of the people here won't be affected by it. They'll just watch the games on Space City Home Network. But, you know.
They might be the Western Comp. But even then, I feel like most of the NBA TV games are like the they start at 6 o'clock Central.
Yeah, do they have doubleheaders or do they do
no,
they
a lot of times it's three games on that night.
There's doubleheader on ESPN or TNT?
Doubleheader on TNT and then
NBA TV game.
Yeah, yeah, featuring two teams from the Midwest or, you know, like if it's Atlanta, Cleveland in the 1-8, like that would just be on the on NBA TV.
Yeah, that's true.
That was normally reserved for like Wizards Raptors or like when the John Wall Wizards were going on or yeah, the Paul Millsap Hawks teams. Like those were the teams that are always – maybe Memphis snuck their way onto one of them.
Yeah, the game usually starts at like 6 p.m. Central.
Yeah, it's always like way earlier than you think. Like, yeah. Oh, it's still bright out and during the second quarter of this game.
Well, we won it in the second quarter, so you can stagger it maybe at halftime. You tune over and then stay on the ESPN or TNT game.
No,
so
I would always just watch the start of that game and then go, oh, real game's on. Like, oh, TNT game's on. Let's flip over. Sorry, Hawks. See you next time.
No one's looking to watch the Hawks play in the first round.
No.
No one. And currently they're in a play-in spot, so they may not even get
it. They have to earn their way in.
Yeah, on TNT or ESPN. So the Hawks will at least get one nationally televised game
primetime
that
Hawks.
People care about.
Same for you, Bulls and what's the other team? Orlando?
Bulls, Heat, Orlando, Hawks. That's generally how it's been the last.
Southeast, congratulations.
Orlando was able to avoid it last year, but generally it has been
fate,
some.
Fate comes for us all.
They avoided it by one game, by the way. Like 5 through 7 was separated by one game or so. But it's generally Heat, Hawks, Bulls, and then you can throw another team in there. Charlotte, I think, made it 1 year. But it's those three have been in the plan, I think, the last 3 years, and that's going to happen again, or at least the last 2 years, and it'll happen again. Philly was in it instead of Orlando last year because Philly had all the injuries. So imagine that, injuries on Philly.
No.
But
it got cleared up.
Yeah. Well,
it got better this year, right?
I mean, if cleared up, you mean there's less ambiguity because no one's playing. Then, yes, it did get cleared up because they all got hurt.
Yeah.
Season-ending injuries. They're still pretending like Tyrese Maxey can come back so they don't get fined.
Yeah.
He might play a game or two so you don't fine us for shutting him down and shutting everyone else down, but that's coming.
He'll be on a minutes limit.
Like Zion Williamson has been shut down for the entire year. Like, we didn't know that was coming. I think CJ McCollum also got that as well, as the Pelicans are well on their way to securing a really good chance at maybe a top pick in the draft. We'll see how the lottery plays out.
Finally, they'll get the number one pick. They'll get a generational tap, finally.
Well, maybe Cooper Flagg won't run into his version of Mariah Mills, and they'll and the Pelicans might win this one instead of what's going on right now. What? It's true. It's not the only issue, but it's part of the issue.
It is a factor.
Yes.
It was a factor.
You never want that to happen. I mean, we played some sound on Chip Talk from Bow Wow talking about how some of the women on Instagram who these guys DM are just looking to hit a lick with these guys. And they're easy marks.
Yeah. You know what? Good call, Bow Wow.
Yeah. He goes, hey, these guys are dumb. They want to be us. By us, he means rappers. And then they get caught up with women who see them as easy marks.
Yeah, they're 19 years old with $20 million living in New Orleans or Atlanta.
I asked John and Lance to guess. I gave them a couple guesses because while Bow Wow was talking, they kept flashing to one NBA player. The same NBA player, like four times. It's like a 1 minute clip, and they flash the same NBA player four times.
Is it Jalen Green?
They guess that too, and I get it because locally,
and
my sense of humor would be to have Jalen Green be the target. But no, it's a different player. You should only have one more guess.
Zion?
No.
Oh, okay. Tyler Hero. I just wanted to guess.
He's in a committed relationship with an Instagram woman, but they have two kids. So, and he wants those kids, so unlike the guy who.
Oh, Anthony Edwards.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Four times his face popped up. Different pictures, by the way. Just different photos of Anthony Edwards.
Scoring a pass?
Just him smiling into the camera.
His team headshot.
Yeah, I mean, the latest stuff on him is like, I'll just pay all the child support up front. Just leave me alone. Like, I want no part of this, but I'll pay it. But can I do it in one lump sum up front? 18 years times 12 months. I'll pay it right now. Just leave me alone.
That just got me right now.
Allegedly, that's what was said in the court documents, as he wants nothing to do with his child, who acknowledges but wants nothing to do with. So there it is. That's the advice from Bow Wow.
Thank you, Bow Wow.
I mean, be smarter, guys.
Yep.
When those women in your DMs you've been DMing for years, and they finally DM you back, if they DM you back, avoid them.
That's what Calvin Cambridge himself says. Is that his name in Like Mike?
Someone tweeted us, is his name Boward Woward? Is it short for Boward Woward? No, sir, it's not. It's short for Little Bow Wow, which what it was at one point. Little Bow Wow, now it's just Bow Wow. All right, we got one more segment to go before we wrap it up. If you want to get in, if you have some advice for NBA ballers, you can. Call in 713-780-3776. If not, you can just listen to Sean talk about Prize Picks.
Yes, I can't give as good advice as Bow Wow can. But who can? That's an unreasonable standard. But I can give you some advice, and that's to download the Prize Picks app today, number one daily fantasy sports app. And right now, you can get in because it's a Taco Tuesday on Prize Picks, which means that there's going to be discounts throughout the day on all these player projections. Right now, Giannis player projection is slashed from 29.5 to 25.5 points tonight as the Bucks take on the Suns. Looks pretty good. We saw the Suns on Sunday, how they looked against the Rockets. They're looking to give up points and in a hurry. Also, of course, baseball season in full swing. So if you want to take some mores on some of these Astros hitters that have been struggling, surely they're not going to keep hitting 100 on the season. They need to start getting some hits. Maybe you like that as well, or you don't believe in the Astros bats and you're going to take lesses until they get some torpedo bats. That's what you can do on Prize Picks. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use promo code MAPES when you sign up to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's promo code MAPES on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. You don't even have to win to get that money. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
Dream Shake asked this. We were talking about the Rockets and what's acceptable for a potential two seed losing in the first round or wherever you might think this run's going to end. What's acceptable for them? Winning a first round series, losing the first round, whatever. Well, he thinks back to the Thunder. They were a one seed. They lost in the second round to the Mavericks, and we discussed that. Was it acceptable for them considering the expectations? The Thunder were a team coming off, what, did they even make the play-in the year before, they made it, right? They made the plan the year before, and then they
weren't they an eight seed maybe 2 years ago.
Maybe I'll look it up. But considering where they were the previous year, and then they make a run to the one seed, I think them losing the second round was acceptable.
Yeah, people didn't like.
No one was crushing them for losing that series. They lost to a team that had Kyrie and Luka on it. That's not something that people are going to kill you for.
They missed the play, or at least they missed the playoffs.
Okay,
they're 40 and 42 the year before they're the one seed. The Rockets were 41 and 41 the year before. They are currently, a game and a half up in the two seed.
The Rockets,
so they really are just the Thunder.
Yeah, they're the proto Thunder, and we'll see if they make a second round series like the Thunder did. And the Thunder certainly are expected this year to at least make the Western Conference Finals, and one of the favorites, if not the favorite, to make the finals out of the West. So,
yeah, the 2022-2023 Thunder were 10th in the West, so they're in the play-in.
They probably
just lost the first game.
Okay,
it's not under their like postseason results because it doesn't count as
just
a
say,
postseason.
It says missed playoffs. Yes, that's all it'll say. So 40-42 was their record. It very similar to that Rockets season of last year.
Okay, so they beat the Pelicans in the 9-10, and then lost the T-Wolves in the win and in to be the 8 seed.
Okay, Gotcha. Was that the year? No, I was thinking of what year was Patrick Beverley celebrating like they won the finals? What year?
I think that was the year before.
Okay, the year before. Okay.
When they were the seventh seed.
With the Wolves.
They were the seventh seed and played the Grizzlies.
Okay.
In a ridiculous series.
That series was nuts.
Where I felt worse about both young teams. After, I was like,
and the Grizzlies have never really recovered.
Both these teams are morons.
They've never really recovered. So, no, I don't think it was a disappointment for what the Thunder did, Dream Shake. I think they were a young team who were led by a young superstar who was finding their way, and you win a first-round series that way, you'll take it. Now you need to see them take the next step if you're a Thunder fan. And where the Rockets end up, I think it's very dependent on the opponent, but they are a team who's capable of beating any team they face in the first round, realistic teams they could face. And also, they got a shot to lose in six to anyone they face. That's kind of the how it goes for a team who doesn't have a lot of experience, and the players who do are either, like, I won't call Steven Adams a bit player, but depending on matchups and who's on the other side and how the game's going, he may play or may not. And then, of course, Fred VanVleet's your most experienced one when you think about winning a title. And from night to night, he could go crazy like he did against Miami, or he could be, well, what he was last night. So there's a lot of volatility with this entire Rockets squad, and it doesn't just stop with the young players.
And especially because, like we've mentioned before, in the Western Conference, even if you are the two seed, like, you're playing a real team in the set that's a seven
with
seed.
Real expectations.
Yeah,
too. You're
playing
to expect to advance.
Yes, and maybe the Grizzlies lose enough and they drop all the way out. But even then, if they keep losing, they probably won't be the seven seed. They'll lose to whoever the eight seed is. So, yeah. You really do. There's no easy landing. There's no like the. Whoever the Celtics or the Cavs are going to play in the Eastern Conference, where it's just like, even the Knicks playing the Bucks in the first round, like, without Dame probably, and with how the Bucks have played all year, like, that's a, okay, you feel all right about that one. The 4-5 is going to be the Pacers and the Pistons. Those are two teams that, like, again, if the Rockets play them in the first round, you'd expect them to win. And that's going all the way to the four seed in the East. In the West, it's like, man, maybe the Clippers win the play-in game, but Kawhi Leonard is now 40% for the rest of the series.
I was just about to ask, because I was looking at Jalen Brunson when he's expected to return. He hopes to be back before the playoffs. We're not going. Are we getting out of this year without a major injury to a player? We have the illness to Dame, and
puts him
in jeopardy.
We're definitely getting.
Are we getting a major injury to a star before?
Not 100%, but like, I'm 95% sure. We get it every year.
It happens every year.
It happened last year to the Bucks.
Butler didn't make it out of the play-in. He played the play-in and got hurt. So, as much as we're talking about how some of these series can go, one injury.
Yeah, Amen Thompson in the Suns game where it looked like he sprained his ankle. Yeah. I think Kevin Durant actually sprained his ankle, but he's not a playoff team, so it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter if he gets hurt.
Early vacation for him. That these things just happen. And so, yes, we talk about all these teams and like the ideal full strength, but that's not what they're going to be 1 week from now, 2 weeks from now, a month from now.
Hell, even when the playoffs begin, who knows? Series change in the first quarter, some guy turns an ankle or suffers worse than that. Okay, we're done for the day. That's what that music means. Since we're done, and Paul Gallant's up next, what does that mean for us, Sean?
We did it!
We did. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn.
and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.